Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzi, daf Samach Zayin. We are starting Samach Vav Amud Beis, the second to last word on the daf. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas, Marz Miriam Sarah Bas Rav Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Marz Rivka Bas Rav Meir Zev, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. We conclude with a din from Rav Nachman. The Mechila Batos is valid Mechila. Namely, if a person was Meichel on something, but it was a mistake, he could have rightfully kept it for himself. Nonetheless, it's valid Mechila, and he's not allowed to demand it back. We had to clarify that this is only with a sale, but not with a loan. But now Amar Rava says, Samach Zayin Omer Aleph on top. Havi Sevin Kamei Rav Nachman. I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, Ubayil Ois Ve'ayna, and I want to ask a question on this from a case of Ayna, Ve'aydik, but he was Medayik. He understood what I was getting at, and he told me, Chazisun Islandus, that we see from a case of Islandus, that what you're saying is not true. What's the question Rav wanted to ask, and what's the answer Rav Nachman gave? Ve'aray Ayna, what about the case of Ayna, when a person is overcharged, the Mechila Betos he? That's Mechila Betos. He only pays this higher price, but it's Betos, because he doesn't have to pay the higher price. Halachically, he's not allowed to be overcharged, and Ve'lo have Mechila, it's not valid Mechila, because we say the seller has to refund the buyer this amount that he was overcharged. So you see, the Mechila Betos in regards to a sale is not a Mechila. However, Va'idik, he was Medayik, and he understood this question that I was going to ask him, and he told me, Chazin and Islandus, we see from Islandus that it's not true. What's an Islandus? So this is a woman who can't bear children. Now, if a man marries her, it's a Mekachtos, and when he sends her out, she does not get her Ksuba. And what happened? Somebody married her, unawares of her condition, and she brought properties into the marriage, and she gave him some as part of the dowry, and even the ones she retained for herself, he allowed him to use and benefit from and eat the payrois. And that's what Nachman's response is, Haria Islandus, we see from Islandus, the Mechila Betos. See, that's the case of Mechila Betos, Vahav Mechila, and it is Mechila. Did not we have Mishnah tells Beferosh? How Ma'enis, Vashniya, Va'ilanis? We're not going to focus on the first two, we're just going to focus on the third one, the Islandus. When this actually happens, when it turns out that she's an Islandus and she's leaving her marriage, Ein Lahen, Loik Suba, Voloi Paris, Voloi Mizainis, Voloi Belois, that all these people mentioned, the Islandus included, do not get Ksuba, they don't get Paris, meaning they cannot demand their husband pay them back for the Paris that he ate, and not Mizainis either. If she borrowed money to pay for food, she can't tell her husband to pay for that, and she doesn't get Belois, which is worn out clothing either. So you see, the Mechila Betos is Mechila. She married him Betos. The whole thing was a mistake in the first place, and nonetheless, she does not get her money back. And that's Rav Nachman's proof. However, now the Gemara tells Valaihi, this is not so. Ayna wouldn't have been a question of Rav Nachman in the first place, and Islandus isn't a valid answer to a question that would have been asked. And why is that? Ayna is not a question on Rav Nachman's din anyway, because when a person buys something and he's being overcharged, he doesn't know he's being overcharged, that he could be Meichel. So you're not able to say it's Mechila Betos and it's not Mechila. He's not being Meichel on anything because he doesn't know he's being overcharged. And Voloi Islandus Mesaele, the case of Islandus is not a riot for Rav Nachman. And why is that? Because she wants a shame of Ishas to be on her. She wants it to be known that she was married. And even though the whole thing was a mistake because she's an Islandus and she's leaving her husband and she doesn't get anything, she doesn't get repaid, she doesn't get to take the pairs back, she doesn't get her ksuba, so on and so forth, she's so happy that at one point in time she was called a married woman, she's okay with all of this, and therefore that's not a riot. The Mechila Betos is Mechila. This is not Mechila Betos. Now again, discussion of ribbis that we've already brought up previously, and here it revolves around the story. Hahi itza da amr leila hu gavra, there was a woman that told a man, zil zavon li ar mikrivai, please go buy me a piece of property from one of my relatives. Azal, so he went, zavon la, he bought the property for her, and amr le, the relative, who's the seller, said to the buyer at the time of the sale, I hav li zuzi, if I have money, meaning if I come up with the money, madar sloni ali, you have to return the property to me. We already had such a case where the seller tells the buyer that if I come up with the money, I'm going to be able to buy it back from you, and we had said very clearly that this is ribbis and it's not to be done. But this is the arrangement that the seller made with this buyer, who is the agent for the woman. So Amar Leih, the buyer told the seller something very cryptic. At v'navla achi, you and Navla are brothers. Rashi says that Navla was the name of the woman that sent him to buy this property. So he's telling the seller, you and this woman Navla, you're brother and sister. Or in a different understanding, you're not brother and sister, but you're relatives, which means that you're friends and you're going to be able to work it out with each other. The question is, what exactly does he mean? Does he mean to agree to the stipulation that yes, if you come up with the money, it's going to be given back to you? Or no, if you come up with the money, so you're going to have to work it out with her, but I'm not necessarily agreeing to that stipulation right now. And so Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Rabbi Rav Huna says, "Call atu navla achi amar." Anytime a person says such a statement, atu navla achi, samcha daite, the seller is samech das on his own stipulation, b'lo gamar makni, and he's not gamar das and makne it, except with the stipulation, if he comes up with the money, he's going to be able to rebuy it. Now moving on to the next part of the case, as we had said, this is ribbis, and therefore ara hadra, the land goes back to the seller. However, peri mai, what about the peris that were eaten by the buyer in the interim? What about those peris? Ribbis Ketsutza hava v'yotze b'dayanin, is it considered ribbis ketsutza, pre-arranged or pre-agreed upon ribbis? As we said, that we pass like a blazer, the ribbis ketsutza is yotze b'dayanin, and the reason why it would be ribbis ketsutza is because when they made this arrangement, the seller knew that while he's coming up the money to rebuy his property back, the buyer's going to be eating the payrois. So it's like the payrois are pre-arranged ribbis. Adon perhaps ki avak ribbis havu, maybe it's just avak ribbis, it's ribbis drabanon v'ein yotzin, and it's not going to be taken away by dayanim. The reason why it's avak ribbis is because they never clearly stipulated this, that I'm going to be allowed to have the payrois in the interim, and therefore maybe it's just a vakribis, and then we're not going to take it away. So Amar Rabbi Ravuna, Rabbi Ravuna says, Mistaber ki avakribis havu, it's logical to say that it's a vakribis, vein yotim b'dayanim, and these pairs are not going to be taken away by the dayanim. And Rechena Rav Rav also says, ki avakribis havu, it's a vakribis, vein yotim b'dayanim, and dayanim can't take away these pairs from the buyer. Normally, by the rabba, by asked rabba, mashkanto mai, what about if this field was mashkoin, it was a collateral? What's halach in that situation? What's the case of mashkoin? So it's the same thing, just with the case of a loan. The lender lent money to the borrower gave his property to the lender as a mashkoin until he pays the loan back, and the lender is eating the payrice while he has the property, and the borrower finally comes up with the money. Question is, do we make the lender pay back all the payrice that he ate? And what are the two tzadim? Hasam taimamai, over there, in the case of this sale, what's the reason? Mishum deloy katzlei, is the reason why we're not allowed to take away the payrice because they were never officially established. It wasn't cut, wasn't agreed upon originally, so it's not prearranged ribbis. And hachanami sot over here, loy katzlei, nothing's prearranged. And just because the lender is eating the payrice, since that wasn't stipulated originally that he's allowed to eat the payrice, it's not considered ribbis katsutsa and it's not going to be taken away. I don't, perhaps, maybe the only reason why over there the payrice are not going to be taken away from the buyer is because hasam zvini, over there is a sale, and therefore it doesn't look like ribbis. But hachalva, over here we're dealing with a loan, and therefore it looks like ribbis and the payrice will be taken away. So he responded, hasam tayamai, what's the reason over there? Mishum delay katzlei, because nothing was officially agreed upon originally, it's not prearranged ribbis, it's not ribbis katsutsa. Hachanami, so too over here, like katzlei, nothing's prearranged, it's not ribbis katsutsa, and the payrice are not going to be taken away. Now, Amar Papi, Papi says that Avad Ravino of the Vachashev Apik Peri, the like Rabbi Ravuna, Ravino passing in a case, and he chashben how much payrice the lender ended up eating, and he took those payrice away from the lender, and he made him repay the borrower, and that's not like Rabbi Ravuna just said. Now we continue discussing Mashkanta, but before we continue, let's try to get a clarity on the following. There were different minhagim regarding Mashkanta, this field given to the lender as collateral for his loan. There's Asra de Masalki and Asra de Loi Masalki. Let's say the loan was for 3 years. That means that the lender has the borrower's property as a Mashkin for 3 years. So some locales, the minhag was that Masalki, the borrower could remove the lender from the property early before the 3 years are up if he comes up with the money to repay the loan. Whereas other areas are Loi Masalki. Even if the borrower comes up with the money, he's not allowed to remove the lender from the property before the 3 years are over. Now, Ba'asr de Loi Masalki, there's no problem of ribbis because during the 3 years the seller's occupying the field eating the pay rice, it's viewed as if he bought it for that time and therefore the payrice are not ribbis. But what about Asr de Masalki? So that's what the Gemara tells us. Amar Rabbi Bridge of Yosef Mishmei de Rava, Hamashkanta, this field that was given as a mashkan to the lender, Ba'asr de Masalki, if it's a place, de Masalki, again, where the borrower could remove the lender from the property early if he comes up with the money, Achal Shir Zuzi, Misalkinan Lei. If the lender ended up eating the amount of pay rice which correspond to the money that he's owed, so that's considered like the loan payback already, even though the borrower didn't actually come up with the money, but the lender ended up eating as many pay rice as corresponds to his loan, and therefore the borrower can be Masalikin from the property. Achal Tfei, but if he ended up eating more than his loan, Lemafkinim Minei, that extra amount that he ended up eating is not allowed to be taken away from him. And even though that extra amount that he ate is considered ribbis, because let's say the loan was $500 and he ate $600 worth of pay rice, that means the extra $100 worth of pay rice is considered ribbis. Still, it's not ribbis ketsutso, it's not prearranged ribbis, it's just a vak ribbis, is ribbis rabbanon. And so we're not allowed to take away that extra $100 of pay rice that he ate. Furthermore, we also don't make a cheshbon from one shtar to another. Let's say the borrower owed the lender another $100 based off of a different shtar. As we just said, the lender ate an extra $100 worth of pay rice. We don't say, oh, that extra $100 that he ate is for that other $100 that the borrower owes him. That's being mechashe from one shtar to another. We don't do that. However, ubadiyasmi, if we're talking about a property owned by Yusaimim that was given to a lender as a mashkoin, then we treat it differently. Achashir zuzi, if the lender ate proportionate amount of money that he's owed by the Yusaimim, misalkinale, so we're going to get rid of him from the property. And achal tfei, if he ended up eating more than that, mafkinin mine, we will take away that extra money from him. And mechashvina mishtar lishtara, we will make a cheshbon from one shtar to another. So if the Yusaimim owed him two separate loans and he ended up eating enough pay rice to cover both loans, we're going to say that both loans are considered covered. And the reason why we treat Yusaimim differently is because the Bezdin in that city are considered Avian Shal Yusaimim, the father of the Yusaimim, and they daiga, they care for the Yusaimim, and they're not Michael on any of this extra amount that the lender ended up eating, and therefore the Yusaimim have a different din than a regular person. Now, Rav Ashi Vashi says, Hashir the Amrit, now that you told us, Achal Tfei Lemafkini Minei, that if the lender ended up eating more pay rice than the loan was, as in our example, he was owed $500 and he ate $600 worth of pay rice, we're not going to take that extra $100 worth of pay rice away from him. Well, if that's the case, Achal Shir Zuzi Nami Lemisakinu Lebelei Zuzi. Even if he eats proportionate to the amount of money that he's owed $500 and he eats $500 worth of pay rice, still, we're not going to make him leave the property unless he's given money. My time out, why is that? Sluke Belei Zuzi Afukiminehu. Because we make him leave the property without him receiving the money for his loan, that's considered like being mighty the pay rice from him and have a vak ribbis, but that's only a vak ribbis. A vak ribbis ain't a yotze b'dayanim. A vak ribbis is not to be taken away by dayanim. In other words, Ravashi's saying, if you're going to say that when this lender eats $500 worth with a pay raise. He has to leave the field because the loan is worth $500, but he never actually received money in hand for the money that he loaned. Well, it's basically like taking away pears from him that he ate. We already know that Avak Rebis is not Yosef B'dayonim. And therefore, Ravashi argues with this din of Marbrei Rav Yosef. Furthermore, we see Avad Ravashi of the Yisraelim Ketanim, Ravashi Paskin the case with Yisraelim Ketanim. There was a lender that was sitting in a property as a mashkain, and that was owned by Yisraelim Ketanim. And how did he Paskin? Samach Zayin Omer Beis Atap, Kigdailim. He treated these Yisraelim Ketanim like Gedailim. In other words, he was not more makel with the Yisraelim, clearly in disagreement with this previous din. And continue to talk about this mashkanta. Once again, we have Amar Rav Brid Rav Yosef, Shmei de Rava, Hai Mashkanta Ba'asu de Misalki. This mashkain, his land is given to the lender as collateral for his loan. If it's a place where the borrower could be masalik the lender early, loy nechol el benechiaisa. The lender is only allowed to eat these payrais benechiaisa with reduction. In other words, the only way that the lender is allowed to halachically allowed to eat the payrais while he has his property, if there's a prearranged agreement that there's going to be a reduction of the loan every single year that he's in the property. So if the loan is $500, there has to be a nechiaisa arrangement that every single year he's there, some of that $500 loan is going to be knocked off. It doesn't have to be that every year $100 is knocked off and he's allowed to have it for 5 years. It just has to be that some sort of money is going to be knocked off the loan, and then it's not considered like ribes. However, it's over with Rabbanon. If we're talking about a Talmud Chacham who's a lender and he's in this field, afil ben achiyaisa loy nechol, even with this agreement that some of the loan is going to be knocked off every year, he's not allowed to do so. And that's because Talmud Chachamim have to be extra careful when dealing with potential ribes situations. So el my nechol, how is it that a tzurim Rabbanon Talmud Chacham would be allowed to benefit from his property and eat the fruits while he's waiting for his loan to be paid back? Only in the following situation, b'kitzusa. If it's a kitzusa arrangement, but not if it's an achiyasa arrangement. Now, before we explain what kitzusa is, we have a discussion about it. This is all according to the Manda Amar that kitzusa is permitted in the first place. El Manda Amar kitzusa asira, but according to the Manda Amar that kitzusa arrangement is asir, so ma'ikel meimar. What are you able to say? What's a tzurim rabbanon able to do? The Etmar was stated, kitzusa, in regards to this kitzusa arrangement, pligi bar of achav ravina, or achav ravina argue about it, chanam kitzusa sharia, chanam kitzusa asira. One of them says kitzusa is permitted, and one of them says kitzusa is asir. And so again, the question is, what does a tzurim rabbanon do according to the Manda Amar that kitzusa is not permitted? And now the Gemara explains, haychidam kitzusa, what exactly is a kitzusa arrangement? The answer is, the Amar lay, the lender tells the borrower, ad chameshnin achel nolah b'loy nechiyaisa. For the first 5 years that I have your property, I'm going to eat all the payrais without deducting any bit of the chayv. Mikan ve'elech, from then on, shaman alecha kulu peiri, I'm going to evaluate all the payrais for you, meaning you could keep all the payrais. And that's what kitzusa is. The reason why it's permitted is because this is like a sharecropping agreement. Sometimes when a person sharecrops a field, the agreement is that the sharecropper gets half the produce and the owner gets half the produce, but sometimes it's a multi-year sharecropping agreement where the sharecropper gets the first couple years of produce and the owner gets the next couple years of produce. And that's what we're doing over here with kitzusa. The lender's telling the borrower, for the first 5 years, I get all the produce. After that, you get all the produce. And that way, there's no ribes issues. Some say that kol b'loy nechiyaisa asur. Anytime there's no nechiyaisa arrangement for a property, it's totally asur. Meaning if every single year there isn't going to be at least some sort of reduction of the loan, it's totally asur and there's ribes issue. So avol heichidam kitzusa. According to this Manda Amar, what exactly is kitzusa? The answer is, the Amar Leh, he tells him, Ad chameshnin achil ne b'nechiyaisa, for the first 5 years, I'm going to eat the produce, and we're going to reduce some of your loan. Mikan ve'elech, from then on, shaman alecha kula peiri, I'm going to evaluate all the payers for you, meaning you're going to get to keep all the payrais. Now, Manda Asar b'kamaisa, the one that asers the first kitzusa suggestion, Shari b'basraisa, he allows the second kitzusa suggestion, which is the one that we just said. However, Manda Asar b'basraisa, the one that asers even the second suggestion of kitzusa, which is kitzusa with nechiyaisa, the lender's eating the first 5 years of fruits, and there's a reduction of the loan, but still that's also for Tzurim Rabbanon. So how do you be permitted for Tzurim Rabbanon who lent money to somebody to have that person's field as a mashkoin and eat from the fruits? The answer is, Shari ki mashkanta desura. It's permitted to be done like mashkanta desura. The Kasvi Bahachi, in a mashkanta desura, the following is written, b'mishlam shanya yilein, when these years are finished, tepek arada b'loy chasef, this land is going to leave me without money. In other words, very clearly stipulated in the shtar that the lender gets his property for X amount of years, and every single year is going to be a certain reduction in the loan, and at the end of that time period, the field gets returned to the borrower, and the borrower doesn't have to pay any money. Now, really, mashkanta desura is basically the same thing as nechiyaisa. The only difference is that nechiyaisa is not written in a shtar. It's a verbal agreement that every single year the lender's in the property, a certain amount is going to be knocked off the loan. Now, since it's not written in a document, it's very much like a loan, and that's why it could be perceived as ribes. However, mashkanta desura, since it's written in a document, it's perceived more as a sale than a loan. It looks like the borrower is selling his property to the lender for the amount of time that's written written in the shtar for X amount of money. And again, even though the lender is only there because he's getting paid back for the loan, still it looks like a sale. And that's why Mashkanta de Sura is okay when we're dealing with Talmid HaChamim. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Amar Chavayu, both Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua say, I Mashkanta, this property that is given to the lender as collateral for the loan, Ba'asu de Masalki, if it's a place where they're Masalik, meaning again, where the borrower, if he comes with the money early, he can repay the loan and send the lender out of the field. There's three things. Ein Bal Chayv Gai B'Mena, a Bal Chayv of the lender is not able to collect his property from him because it's not considered the lender's property. And furthermore, Ein HaBachar Natal B'Pishnayim, a Bachar of the lender does not take double in it because it's not considered like his property. And Ushvius Misham Tasa, Shvius is Mishamit the loan. We know that all loans are canceled by Shemitah unless there's a Mashkin given for the loan. However, it's not considered a Mashkin given for the loan because this is not the lender's property. He gets to use it until the borrower comes up with the money. And therefore, Shvius will be Mishamit this loan. However, Basu Deloy Misalki, if it's a place where the borrower is not allowed to send the lender out of the property within the time frame of the loan, Bal Chayv Gaiva Himenu, a Bal Chayv could collect it from the lender, Ubachar Notaba Pishnaim, and a Bachar will get double in it. Ve'ein Shvius Misham Tasa, and Shvius is not Mishamit the loan because considered a real Mashkin for the loan. Bar Mazucha Shmid Rav Papa, Mazucha says in the name of Rav Papa, Ha Mashkanta, this Mashkin, Basu de Misalki, if it's a place where the borrower could be Misalik the lender, when the borrower does come up the money, Misalki Le, he could send the lender out of this property, Vafilu Mitami Du Vida, even if there's dates that are on the mat, meaning the dates already came off the trees and they're on mats waiting to be collected, still the lender has to walk out of the property and he's not allowed to take those dates. However, Via Gavenu Basisoni, Kananhu, if the lender had already picked these dates up in baskets, so he already made a kinyan on them, so he was kind to them, and now when the borrower pays him back, he is allowed to take these dates with him. However, Manda Amar, Kelo Shalakeach, Bershus Meicher, Kanalakeach, according to Manda Amar, that when we have a buyer purchasing something from a seller and the buyer is in the seller's Rishos, and he has his own kalim in the seller's Rishos, still he's kaina, even though his kalim are in the seller's Rishos. So afilu deleg avenu b'sisani kananu. Even if the lender had not put these dates in baskets, still he's kaina them, because by the mere fact that they're on his kalim, they're on his mats, that's considered kalim shalakeach versus meicher, and he's kaina them. And the Gemara continues, pshita ba'asur de misalki. It's obvious that if we're dealing with a place that's misalki, if the borrower comes up with the money before the time period is up, he could send the lender out of his field. Va'amar, but the lender says, I'm only lending you this money and taking your property as a mashkin on condition that you do not get rid of me early. So Alka Amar Dloy Misalakna, he made the stipulation and it's valid. Ella, what about the following? Ba'asu Dloy Misalki. It's a place where the borrower, even if he comes with the money early, is not allowed to send the lender out of his field. However, Amar, the borrower says, Misalakna, I want to be able to send you out of the property early if I come up with the money before the end of the loan. My, what do we say over there? Sarchal Mekhnamine, Oloi. Does an official kinyan have to be made to establish these words or no? Meaning, right now, this is just a conversation between the borrower and the lender. Do we have to make a kinyan halachically validating these words that are being spoken, or no? So Rav Papa Amar Papa says, no official kinyan has to be made, whereas Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Idi Amar, an official kinyan does have to be made. V'hilchsan halacha is, a kinyan does have to be made. Another discussion in regards to this, Amar, let's say the borrower said, Ezel v'aisi zuzei, I'm going right now to bring you money to pay you back. So ready from now, loy achil. The lender is not allowed to continue eating the fruit because it's considered like he was removed from the property, even though he doesn't have the money in his hand yet. The borrower said, I have money at home. I'm going home right now to bring you the money, so don't continue eating the fruits. However, let's say he told him, Ezel v'atrach v'aisi zuzi, I'm going to go right now and look for money. I'm going to go ask one of my friends for a loan. Maybe I'm going to find some money on the street. I'm going to go look for money to pay you back. Ravina Amar Ravina says, Achil, the lender's allowed to continue eating because he wasn't told that he's for sure getting money. However, Marzucha, Breder Mari Amar, he says, Loi Achil, the lender's not allowed to continue eating fruits because the borrower told him, I'm going to go look for money. And we have to trust the borrower and probably he's going to come up with the money. Therefore, the lender's not eat the fruits anymore. The lender is not allowed to continue eating fruits. Now, going back to our discussion of Nechiaisa, the lender has a property from the borrower and he's eating the payrois based off reduction of the loan every single year. And we had said that Talmid Chachamim have to be careful with this. So Gemara tells us, Rav Kanav, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Loi Achli ben Nechiaisa. They would not eat payrois based off this arrangement of Nechiaisa. Ravina, Achli ben Nechiaisa. But Ravina would eat based off this arrangement of Nechiaisa. Or Marzotra, Marzotra says, My time, Modamad Achli ben Nechiaisa. What's the reason for the one that does eat payrois based off of this Nechiaisa arrangement, meaning why would Ravina do so? Midahava steachuza, it's just like a steachuza. What's a steachuza? So you know that if a person is makdish their steachuza, their ancestral land, it belongs completely to Hektish, and Hektish benefits from all the payrois. However, somebody else is allowed to be paidit from Hektish, and there's a certain yearly rate that that pidyon is. And that yearly rate is worth way less than the actual fruits of the year are worth. And the Gemara continues, steachuza, lav afal gavdika achal peri tuva, amrachmana, samachas amralf on top, kapar klaba arba zuzi. Then we're dealing with the steachuza, even though hekdesh is eating a lot of peiros, the peiros are worth a lot of money. Still, the Torah says that if a person is redeeming this land, all he has to redeem it for is 4 zuz per year, which again is way less than the actual peiros are worth. Hachanami so to agree with Achyai, so loishna, there's no difference. Even though the amount the loan is being reduced every single year is worth way less than the actual peiros are, still it's okay, just like we see by Steachuza. However, Manda Asr, the one that Asr is eating with Achyai, so Amilcha, he'll tell you, Steachuza hekdeshi, Steachuza is hekdesh. Rachman ok mea pidyon. And the Torah said very clearly that it all has to do with pidyon. The Torah tells us exactly how much that pidyon is, and therefore, even though it doesn't seem fair, it doesn't make a difference. It's the Torah that tells us to do this. However, hacha, halvahi, over here we're talking about a loan, umechsi kiribis, and this nechias arrangement looks like ribis, and that's why it's aser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about mashkanta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.